You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello and welcome to episode 26 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys and talking about the hottest K-topics, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. This is where we're going to give you a rundown of any of the hottest K news, scandals, anything interesting that's happened over the last week in the K world. So Shanice, what's the tea, girl?
Before I start, make sure you check out some other stories on my Instagram at kpopbox underscore, where I have the static, and I forgot what it was, where I will cover some other stories. So, first things first is copycat news. Yay! Boop, boop. Also, before I start, shout out to all our Indian listeners.
Yes.
You know what? Big ups to you, because we have a lot of you guys. But anyway, this one is for you guys. I'm sorry that this artist is putting your country to shame, but this Indian artist named Tony Kakkar released a song named Booty Shake. Blackpink fans were quick to notice that one of the sets in the song looked similar to Blackpink's Ice Cream set when they're in the tennis court. Do you know what I'm talking about? When they're in the, like, tennis attire.
But go off, queen. Yes.
You know when they're doing the dance in the tennis court and it's pink? And in
all
white.
I remember is like Selena Gomez in an ice cream van and them riding bikes, like those little tricycle things.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, everyone else will know what I'm talking about. Shay, go watch the music video. Basically, they copied a scene from the music video. Apparently, this isn't the first time that Tony has copied a K-pop song. Previously, he was bashed online for copying scenes from B1A4's music video, Like a Movie. He copied about four scenes from that music video.
Oh, wow.
And he also copied scenes from IZONE's Beware video, where he copied two scenes from that song. So he just be copying and pasting.
He's heavily inspired.
Yeah, that's the word. Heavily inspired. But,
oh my God.
Yeah, fans are not happy about that. Next up, we're going to be talking about some comebacks.
Woo-hoo.
So apparently Icon will be making their comeback in early March, and Rosé from Blackpink will be making her solo debut in the middle of March. This has not been confirmed, so schedules might change, but have your eye out on that. And last but not least, Shay, this is for you.
Oh my God, me? Okay.
Just for you. So Kai's track from his first mini album has set a new record as the longest charting K-pop song on a Spotify Global Viral 50 chart by staying in the chart for 50 days. Kai is the Kai is the only K-pop idol to reach this record. The previous record was held by Gaho with his song Start, which was on the chart for 49 days, and BTS's Dynamite, which was on the chart for 42 days. So go get it, Kai.
I'm getting emotional. I'm so proud. He deserves it. Like, that whole album, he didn't have to go off like that. Like, let's be honest, he was doing that out of the kindness of his heart. So I'm just proud, but move on. I'm going to get emotional. Just move on.
Let's give Shay a minute. You'll be okay, girl. That's the end of Hot Topics. If there's anything you would like us to discuss or you want to comment on any of the stories mentioned, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can give us a little cheeky at
JKJK
at HowYouAtYou on Instagram or Twitter. We are moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and tea. You can send it all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on socials. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, someone said, I'm black myself, just for context, but Fatu isn't that good at rapping. She's choppy with her flow, and that's the truth, and y'all don't want to accept it because she's black.
Okay, so I think she has time to grow. The debut song, the Black Swan's debut song, I wasn't really feeling the rap, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I think I've said that on here as well, it wasn't. But in Fatu's defense, she did do a cover the other day to a Super B song, and she was flowing, I was like, okay, girl, get it. So maybe she, I don't know if she wrote that rap in that song. So if she did, maybe get someone else to write the rap. Or if she didn't, then someone better needs to write the rap. Yeah, but I feel like it's hard to judge on one song, but that song wasn't it.
Yeah, and I completely agree. And like you said, we've discussed this before, but even with how bad that verse was written that she had, we could still tell from that she was talented and had potential. So there's definitely room to grow there. And like you said, it's one song.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say maybe other people are saying amazing. Yeah, I haven't
seen anyone say, oh my God, that's amazing. I've seen as people saying she's beautiful, which is not a lie. Lies told. And that, cause she's quite tall and she looks good, and everyone's glad that, because obviously she's a black idol, that her hair, listen, the hair to the black community, is important, just for our non-black listeners, but that her hair's always on point, her makeup doesn't look ashy.
Yes.
And of course, obviously Black Swan was Rania, so she's not getting, no offense to Alex, but she's not getting the Alex treatment where she's a featured artist. That's where all the hype's coming from. I've never seen anyone be like, oh my God, she killed that rap. I've never seen that.
I haven't heard that. I've heard that she's pretty, she's tall. Everyone's happy about her hair and makeup, and that people can see that she has potential. But I haven't seen any, oh my gosh, that was the best rap I've ever heard in my life. So yeah, I don't think.
And she's still better than a lot of K-pop idols.
Exactly.
So let's put some respect on her name, please. And she has time to grow, because it's one song. So
exactly. And on top of all of that, we have to not tell her oh my gosh, the rap's perfect, but we also have to support her as a fellow black queen trying something new. So I don't think jump on the wagon to drag her down, but no one needs to lie, I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's I guess we don't agree with that one. Okay, so going on to our next unpopular opinion, this person said Jimin's vocals were the best in 2015/2016. Not trying to hate on him at all.
I don't know if I agree. I feel like it's the same. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I'm just gonna say it's the same. But in Jimin's defense, I haven't really been that up to date in terms of songs that he may have on the album, which may showcase different colors to his voice or how he's progressed. So I'm a bit unequipped to answer this, but in just from title tracks, he sounds the same to me.
Yeah, I have to agree as well. Once again, we might not be in the know or clued up on his recent work, but I don't know. And Jimin has a really unique voice, in my opinion. So anytime I've heard something, I know, oh, that's Jimin.
Yeah.
And that identifier hasn't changed in my brain, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We're not qualified to agree or disagree with this one.
Yeah, maybe next time if you, like, okay, so if you guys have, like, a certain point, if you're like, oh, I think Jimin's voice sounded so great in X song, but in X song, it's like his vocals have deteriorated. If we could see that beforehand, then we both would actually go listen to both songs, and then we could be like, okay, yeah, we could see what you mean, or we disagree, but just on a broad scale, it's kind of hard because...
And I think also he was pretty young when they first started. So between, like, just that's the given, between then and now, his voice would have changed. And his style may have sort of changed. But in my opinion, it's always like he kind of has, like, I don't know, I feel like he owns real estate in my brain. Like if I hear something, like, I know it's Jimin. And yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. This next person said, it's so hard to find new girl groups that I actually like these days. Like, I stan Blackpink, A-Pink, but what is that?
You could just call them Ball 4. I call them Ball 4.
That. Them. And Haze. That was atrocious.
Well, I'm just going to say girl because call everyone girl. I'm not trying to, like, gender you. But girl, you stan people. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe
they are talking in essence of finding new girl groups, maybe. They're around. There's Secret Number. There's Stacy. I don't know if you like Aespa. They're about. You just gotta open your eyes, girl.
Yeah, because if you're saying, like, it's hard for you to find them, maybe you're just not looking hard enough. But if you're saying it's hard for you to like them, or, like, nothing's really tickling your fancy at the moment, that I guess that's understandable because that's down to personal style. But yeah, look around, do a deep dive. They're there.
Yeah, they're probably buried under all these videos that are getting millions and millions and millions of views. So yeah, maybe a good channel to look at is, like, 1DK, because they have, like, a variety of different artists under different companies. That might be a good place to start, because if you click on something, it may recommend you to go somewhere else and you might get lost in the YouTube rabbit hole. So maybe maybe try that. You might find not even a girl group, just might find someone you like. You might even not even find K-pop. You might find pop
something else
from somewhere else. So
you never know. Yeah, but you seem like that's a lot, in my opinion, at the moment. But hey, why not add a few more, I guess. Next unpopular opinion. This person said V and JK are overrated. Not in looks, but I don't know how to explain it, but they're just overrated.
Child, overrated how? Do you think, like, people gas up their singing? Do you think people gas up their dance? Do you think people gas... Well, she said not looks. Do they gas up their fashions? What are you talking about? Willis, I don't know.
The weird thing of me for BTS, and maybe because we're not quote-unquote ARMY or in it that deep, I don't feel as though certain members get more hype than others.
No, me either.
In that sense. Like, I know when they go to America, like, usually V's trending or Jimin's trending. Like, oh, the guy with the blonde hair, or... this one or that one. So I know that happens sometimes, but I don't know.
I wouldn't agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree. Unless you can pinpoint, but then, you know.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Next. Oh, I've got an update, by the way. We have no dilemma, but this is an update from K-pop Valentine's. Do you remember?
Yes, I can't forget. Yes.
We've had a lot of feedback on that. Everyone was like, no,
don't do it.
Don't do it. She didn't do it. But what she did do is she just made the meals that she wanted to make. She didn't call them this person's bulgogi or whatever. She just made them. She didn't print no faces on balloons.
Oh, good.
She didn't do that. And I think for Valentine's Day, her boyfriend brought her, like, a lot of K-pop merch. So she's very happy. He seems very happy. Did she get him anything? I don't know if she got him anything, but she seems happy and she's glad that she didn't go through with the K-pop Valentine's. So we stopped her. Yay!
Teamwork.
Again, guys, if you do want to send us any dilemmas, or if you have sent a dilemma, please update us. We would love to know. Use the same email, howyoutea@gmail.com. If it is an update, just subject it update and you'll be good to go. But yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, but I'm so happy that she didn't do that. Because I was scared deeply.
We all were. I think the whole internet were.
Lord. But yeah.
Well, our side of the internet, because internet be crazy.
But yes, now we've come to that time in the episode where we're starting to finish off. So it's time for On the Radar. This is where me and Shanice will let you know what we've been watching, listening to, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
I don't know why, but Momoland has had a song. I can't remember who it's with, but it's basically a cover remake. It's called Wrap Me in Plastic. You probably heard it. Wrap Me in Plastic.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know. The video is very enticing, very bright colors. Like they all look good and cute. The video is cute. And that song is just stuck in my head. Not necessarily because it's like a bop, but it's just stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. So check that out. It's pretty cool. And I haven't seen NCT's new video yet, but apparently that's out. So that's what I'm looking forward to watching.
Oh, wow. I guess for me, on my radar, I'm planning on watching Run On. I feel like anyone listening to this, you guys can't, you have a lot of reason not to trust me anymore, because I'm just planning on watching new things every week and I don't watch them. But hey, I like to keep you guys on your toes. So I'm planning on watching Run On. Been recommended by a friend, so I might try that out. I watched a tiny bit of NCT 127's new music video, and I believe it's a Japanese song.
I think so. I'm not sure because I haven't clicked it, so
yeah, like I knew something was off because I think it must have been 6 a.m and I was like watching it with one eye open. I didn't stay up to watch it, but I just happened to be up, like mind your business, I happened to be up, and I was watching it with one eye open. I was like, this, like, not why can't I understand this, because not like I understand their Korean songs, but I was like, something's different, like what's happening? And then I went back to sleep. But yeah, I'll probably go back and watch that, I guess.
And yeah, that's it, guys. Wow, I forgot how to end the episode. Thanks for listening. That's a good place to start. No, but for real, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes, and remember that you guys can send us any of your requests, dilemmas, or stories to howyoutea@gmail.com, or just drop us a DM on socials.
Yes, and I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Twitter. Oh no, actually not really on Twitter, but you can. I'm just really saying Twitter for some reason. I do have a Twitter. It's at kpopbox_twt, but I'm hardly on there. I'm mainly on Instagram. That's at kpopbox_. Oh my God, it's got really long. Okay, Shay, just take it from me.
And like Shanice said earlier, she has static on a Monday. So if you want some of the tea that wasn't covered on here, make sure to check that out. And for me, you can follow me at thekway_100 on Instagram. Or at just the Kway on YouTube. I'm planning on having a comeback soon. So
yeah, I'm planning to, but I feel like I'm always saying I'm planning and the plan never plans. Also, don't forget that we're also part of the Black K-Pop Coalition, where we're collabing with different Black K-Pop podcasts. There's a whole situation going on. There was like a live the other day on Instagram. So yeah, if you check out on Twitter, Black Into K-Pop, you'll see a lot of things there, and we'll post things here and there on our How You At You Instagram as well. But yes, until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye. Bye.